Democrat Susan Wild disappointed in Biden administration's handling of border. By Jacob Bliss on October 10, 2021. Democrat Representative Susan Wild, PA, during a government-funded telephone town hall last week, slammed President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's handling of the border crisis, saying she is disappointed and that there was not much in the way of results. "I will speak very honestly with you and tell you I'm a little bit disappointed. I know that the president assigned responsibility for the border crisis to the vice president, I'm a little disappointed. I haven't seen much in the way of results," Wild said in the audio clip posted by RNC Research. Last month, National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd wrote in an op-ed that Biden, since taking office in January, has added roughly 1 million illegal aliens to the United States population. Judd's op-ed laid out the data, saying there have been 600,000 border crossers to add to the over 300,000 illegal aliens the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, estimated to have successfully crossed into the U.S. from the southern border since Biden took office. Although official statistics are difficult to come by, as Senator Ron Johnson discovered on Tuesday, agents will tell you over 600,000 of the illegal border crossers have been released into the U.S. under catch and release since Biden took office 8 months ago. Emphasis added. Add that to the more than 300,000 illegal border crossers that were detected but evaded apprehension, otherwise known as gotaways, and this administration has added almost 1 million illegal aliens to our population this year alone. And the year isn't over yet. Emphasis added. The massive catch-and-release operation ensures border crossers and illegal aliens are released into the U.S. with only notices to appear in immigration court or notices to report to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency, Breitbart News reported. Catch and release is the single biggest driver of illegal immigration right now. If we reward people for crossing our borders illegally, they will continue to come, Judd wrote. Data from a federal pilot program in 2019 revealed that 9 in 10 illegal aliens released into the U.S. to wait out their time for asylum hearings do not end up showing up to their court dates. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.